You know, we're very fortunate this morning in having Elvis not here in person, but by way of taped interview, to answer a few questions that I think you might be interested in hearing Elvis answer. You know, sometimes a nickname helps a performer. Remember when everyone called Frank Sinatra the Voice? It certainly didn't hurt Sinatra. Bing Crosby, George Gibb, Satchmo, their nicknames all helped make them famous. Nowadays, everyone's talking about Elvis the Pelvis. But even though it's a nickname, everyone will remember it's not exactly a pretty tag to hang on to Elvis Presley. In fact, Elvis isn't happy with it at all. Here's the way Elvis answers a question when he's asked, Elvis, what do you think about your nickname, Elvis the Pelvis? Here's what he says, and this is Elvis Presley speaking.
I don't like to be called Elvis the Pelvis, but, it's one of the most childish expressions I've ever heard coming from an adult. Elvis the Pelvis, but if they want to call me that, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to accept it. It's like you got to accept the good with the bad with the good.
Here's something else Elvis had to say in regard to what the parents thought about him.
As a rule, most of the adults are real nice. They're understanding. I've had them come around to me by the hundreds and say, I don't personally like your kind of music, but my children like it, and so on, and if they like it, well, I hadn't got any kick about it, because when I was young, I liked the Charleston, I liked the Foxtrot, I liked this and that. They're adults with a little intelligence. I mean, you know, that they don't run the people in the ground for having a nice time.
So there you have it from Elvis himself. The parents he's talked to seem to agree that rock and roll is merely today's trend in music, and that a couple of years from now, teenagers may be listening and dancing to something else entirely new, which is what he told us when we had him as our guest on the Top 10 Dance Party on television. Well, now let's listen to one of Elvis's biggest records. This one's already sold 2 million copies.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop the hanging up, man. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I wanted you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis Presley and the number one song in the nation, wherever you go, that's all you hear almost. Don't Be Cruel by Elvis. He's a pretty remarkable guy, you know. Did you ever wonder how it all got started? Well, in a recorded interview with Elvis made by TV Guide magazine for its current Presley series, Elvis Presley tells about his very first public appearance.
You recall the first time you sang in public? You remember when the first time you
sang in public? Yes, sir. It was back when I was about 10 or 11 years old. I was in an amateur program at a fair.
And did you use My Generation then?
Well, I wasn't doing the type of songs I'm doing now.
Oh.
Nobody knew what rock and roll was back in those days.
But when you hear rock and roll, it gets you on the fire, or?
Oh, not when I just hear it on the radio. When I'm doing it on the stage, you have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved, people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records. But you have to give them a show, something to talk about.
Wah, bah, 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 b
That was Elvis Presley, no doubt, in Tutti Frutti. That's one of the numbers he did on the Ed Sullivan television show the other night. Well, let's see now. It seems as if everyone is talking about Elvis these days and have been for quite a while, especially about his rip-roaring style of singing. Did you ever wonder how Elvis started his now famous rocking motion while he sings? Well, here in a recorded interview, Elvis tells a reporter for TV Guide magazine how it all came about.
The very first appearance after I started recording, I was on a show in Memphis where I started doing that, and I was on a show with an extra added single, a big jamboree in an outdoor theater, outdoor auditorium, and I came out on stage and I was scared stiff. It was my first big appearance in front of an audience. And I came out and I was doing a fast type tune, one of my first records, and everybody was hollering, and I didn't know what they were hollering at. Everybody was screaming and everything. And then I came on stage, and my manager told me that they was hollering because I was wiggling. Well, I went back out for an encore, and I kind of did a little more. And the more I did, the wilder they went.
Well, that's because you think you're so pretty. And just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laughing to call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, well, we'll just be because.
Girl just called and said, no, play any more Elvis records. I'm sick in bed and I can't get up and dance. About to kill me.
Well, 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 there'll come a time when you'll be lonesome. And there'll come a time when you'll be blue. Well, there'll come a time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all of my women. And now you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago. You're so pretty. and thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody gets has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left in the car the old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I am through with you. Cause, well, just because.
Okay, now we have a different type interview with Elvis Presley. It's 10 minutes and 45 seconds until 10 o'clock. Yeah, a little girl called up. She said, Wink. Wink says, please don't play any more Elvis records. I'm sick in bed. I can't get up and dance. It's about to kill me. I just know what I'm going to do if you don't stop playing all those good dancing records. I said, well, I'm going to stop here in about 10 minutes.
Hello there. This is your boppin' disc jockey, Poindexter Q Rock and Roll, coming to you from KRAZY on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA. And today we have the gonest, craziest cat in the world as our guest, the one and only Elvis. It's a great honor to have you with us. And tell me, Elvis, where were you before you came to Cool Town?
I've been traveling over mine.
And where are you staying here? Oh yes, I've heard a lot about Heartbreak Hotel. You think I can get a room there?
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room.
Elvis, who's been your inspiration?
Mama.
Oh, your mama. Well, can you remember any of the advice she gave you?
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands.
Elvis, I see you brought your dog with you. Is he pedigreed?
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
As long as I have you here, I want to ask you a question that many of my fans have asked me. Who taught you to sing and play?
I was the one.
Well, how about singing for us, the first song that you ever sang?
Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee.
You know, you're considered the king of rock and roll. Now tell me, what do you really think of rock and roll?
Real, real gone.
Well, do you like opera?
That don't move me.
Say, have you heard anything about your appearance here in Cool Town?
Well, I heard you ask good to rock and roll.
Now tell me, Elvis, what is your favorite song?
Well, Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't know.
Attention! The biggest rock and roll show and dance ever to be held in the Jackson area is headed for the Armory Friday night, October 12th at 8 o'clock. Eddie Bond and all the Stompers will be there for the show.
Well, I went out this evening, there was a little woman at home. Thought I would have a little fun in a styling all my own.
Yes, Eddie Bond and the Stompers returning to Jackson for our second big show and dance. And let's don't forget Sonny Burgess and his red-headed woman. His group will be there. Back to Jackson, Tennessee for another big dance party will be Rock and Roll Ruby Warren Smith.
Well, I took my Ruby choking on the outskirts of town. She took her high heels off and rolled her stockings down. She put a quarter in the jukebox to get a little beat. Everybody started watching all the rhythm in her feet. She's my rockin'.
Yes, sirree. Another dance contest will be held with winners featured on the Top 10 Dance Party television show. Exhibitions by former dance party winners, jam sessions. Susan Bancroft will be there to award prizes. All this plus Bill Justice and his rockers from Memphis and Sun Records' top singing star, composer-singer of the million record seller Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins, in person.
Well, on the outskirts of town, there's a little night spot. Dan drops in.
Yes, Carl will be there to sing his new Sun record, Dixie Fried, plus Blue Suede Shoes, Boppin' the Blues, and all the rest. Eddie Bond, Sonny Burgess, Warren Smith, Carl Perkins, all featured stars on the second Big Dance Party Rock and Roll Show and Dance at the Armory, Jackson, Friday night, October 12th. Come early, be assured of a good seat. Advance tickets on sale at $1.50. At the door, they'll be $2. We'll see you there. You tell them, friend. Yeah, we're going to be looking for all you guys and gals over in Jackson, Tennessee at that big dance party. That's Friday night, October the 12th, the Armory in Jackson, Tennessee. You folks now can get those tickets. They'll be on sale about Wednesday of next week everywhere. pardon me, sir.
To continue our interview with Elvis. Well, frankly, I'm honored that you consented to appear on my radio show, but why did you choose me?
Well, they said you was high class.
Well, gee, thanks for the compliment. Elvis, I understand wherever you appear, the crowd simply mob you, and yet you never seem to lose your presence or temper. Doesn't anything bother you?
Well, you can do anything but take you over my blue suede shoes.
They tell me at your last appearance you were driving a real cool car. What kind is it?
Of a pink Cadillac.
And what did your fans try to do to you?
Steal my car.
Everybody says that you're really making a lot of money. How much would you say you're making a month?
I'm like this. Who keeps the gold?
Well, couldn't you give me some idea about how much you earn?
100,000.
What do you say when you receive so much money? You know, with the busy schedule you have, do you have any time at all for romance?
I keep a loving in the evening time.
Elvis, we promised the local president of the Elvis fan club that she could meet you in person. She's here with us now, and isn't she a doll? She wanted me to ask you if you'd give her a kiss.
That's all right.
Well, I won't look, so go ahead. Elvis! What happened when you kissed her?
She laughed, she cried.
How did you feel?
Woo!
Do you have any comments on that kiss?
We're gonna kiss some more.
Anything else?
Baby, I wanna put another gym.
I see it's just about time to go. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing to the youth of America?
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She says loving early in the morning just for me.
A little girl who was sick a while ago just called back up and she says, "May, don't stop now," says Elvis, "made me well."
She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah.
Come on in there, Dr. Presley.
She's there to love me both day and night. No grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. Right there, and I ain't the only kind of woman. Way across town, she's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman. Way across town, she's a good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, she's my baby. But I'm not the same. I love a man. I got a woman. Way across town, she's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. But don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
I got a woman.
Way over town, good to me.
get a few listeners, play a few Elvis records. Hey, that's Honky Tonk for Bill Target. We're going to be back in 5 minutes. Don't go away now. This is your top 10 listening party. In case this is no, somebody called him on his, what is this, the Elvis Presley show? Where's he? No, Hollywood with Kim. But this is the top 10 listening party on WHBQ Radio, the radio version of Dance Party. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't go away. We'll have some more Elvis records and some other hot records, too, that we'll be featuring this afternoon on Top 10 Dance Party on Channel 13 at 5 o'clock. Never let you go.
So sorry, 'cause I made him cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't ever say. The stars tumbled down beside me. The moon would hang its head and cry. My arms would never if we should ever say goodbye. Well, I let you go, 'cause I love you, baby. I'm so sorry, 'cause I made you cry. But to make you cry,
call up and say, I want to hear a record by Elvis. I want to hear a record by Elvis Presley. You got any Elvis Presley records?
People call up and say, have you got any Elvis Presley records? Yeah, they're still doing that, yeah. Well, we have one or two around here. That was Elvis, for instance, and that's all people want to hear, I think. I don't know. It's all you get requests for. We're going to play one now for all the Centralites who play Isaac Litton tonight, especially for Sandy Thorne and all the gals having that big, what is it you call a slumber party, a sleeping party or something. Slumber party, yeah. It's mattress get-together out there. It's 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. This isn't the one they want to hear, but we didn't have the other one by Elvis, My Blue Heaven. This one will do, though. Let's all shake a leg now. A little toe-tapping music by the...
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. Your mind. This day we make up. Well, the day we break up.
Monday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
You want to start a fight.
Your love.
Like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well, your love. Seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you flat and then you back. You the strangest girl I ever had. Goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
Thank you.
you done change your mind. It's me we make up Saturday, we break up Sunday. Things going all right
Monday.
You won't start a fight.
You're
this is our radio dance party. Hope you're dancing right along with us and tapping your toes to the music of rock and roll stars. From here, there, and everywhere, we're here every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock until 11 with our rock and roll dance party on radio. WHBQ Radio, Memphis, Tennessee.
Gonna get a new home, right home, clean home built the better Memphis way. Gonna go look and see what's cooking. Gonna visit new homes today.
You know, you don't have to be a millionaire to live like one. During National Home Week, September 15th to 23rd, you'll see more than 1,000 new homes in all price ranges. See the beautiful new homes in Knob Hill, three-bedroom brick on tree shades, rolling land, closer to downtown than any other downtown section. 18 minutes from Main Street. Drive out Airways to Alsea and look for the Knob Hill sign. Knob Hill homes built by W.D. Jemison and Sons Builders are designed for comfortable living, California style. Two homes completely furnished. Forced air heating in Knob Hill homes is supplied by Bell and Harton Heating and Sheet Metal Works, 3087 Summer. Knob Hill is a distinctive address. $9,900 to $11,300 GI or FHA terms. See the beautiful Knob Hill homes for yourself during National Home Week. Drive out Airways to Alsea and look for the Knob Hill sign. Here's a guy who will be in Jackson, Tennessee, Warren Smith, for our big dance party rock and roll show and dance at the Armory Friday night, October 12th. Black Jack David. This is Warren's new record on the side of Ubangi Stomp, I think.
Black Jack David come around through the woods, singing so loud and merry. His horse kept ringing through the green, green trees. He smiled at the haired maiden. He spied at the haired maiden. Would you forsake your husband here? Would you forsake your baby? Would you forsake your fine, fine home and go with the Black Jack David? Go with Black Jack David. On the cold, cold ground beside old Black Jack David, beside old
see him in person in Jackson, Tennessee. This will be his third appearance over there in Jackson. He played at the West Tennessee District Fair a week ago last night. Did a wonderful job of singing. Warren Smith, his new record called Blackjack David, backed up on the other side by You Bangy Stomp, which we played a while ago. He'll be over there with Carl Perkins and Sonny Burgess and Eddie Bond and our big rock and roll show. So plan to be there at the Armory in Jackson Friday night, October the 12th. It's 10:25, and this is your listening party. And Sue Bancroft said to remind you that we were going to have Roger Fakes on the program today to do a couple of numbers, Harry Belafonte style, sort of, so to speak, kind of, you know, nearly. And also, Carolyn Sanford of Memphis State will be there to do a couple of pantomime numbers, and we hope that you'll look in. All the White Station guys and gals will be looking in, I know, because we have 15 couples from out there on the show. And we don't have Elvis, but we do have a record or two featured by him on the show today, and this one's called Money Honey. Money Honey.
You know the landlord to ring my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peed through the blind, and I asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, Money Honey, Money Honey, Money Honey, if you want to get along with me. Well, I screamed and I hollered, I was so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me. I said, Money Honey, Money Honey, Money Honey, if you want to get along with me.
Get on your bicycles and your tricycles now. Let's go down to Tupelo, Mississippi next Wednesday night and see Elvis in person. I stopped in Tupelo last Friday. You know he's going to be there Wednesday night at the fair. They're expecting about 40,000 people there. We talked to the fair officials last week. We already got our tickets, though. Front row seats, you know. And next Saturday morning, we hope to have an interview with Elvis on the show here. If anybody wants any free tickets, we don't have any.
Well, tell me, baby, what's wrong with you? Another man take my place. Money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you want to get along with me. Well, I've learned a lesson and now I know. The sun may shine and the winds may blow. The women may come and the women may go. But before I say I love you.
Okay, and don't forget, now, next Saturday morning, we're going down there Wednesday night and have an interview with Elvis Presley at Tupelo, Mississippi. We just made up our minds this morning. We found out, you start playing Elvis Presley records, and it's all people want to hear, and we decided that it's worth it to go down there and bring an interview back from Elvis to tell all you guys and gals just exactly what he's been doing out there in Hollywood and about his new picture and everything. So we promise you, next Saturday morning, we'll have an interview with him, and we'll make it Wednesday night down at Tupelo if it's at all possible. And if it don't rain, creek don't rise, we'll be there. Okay, that's Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett. We'll be back in about 5 minutes now with more music. Don't go away. We're going to pause for the Texaco News on ABC Radio, and we'll be back at 10:35 with more Elvis records and more of the rock and roll songs, one with Chuck Berry called Brown Eyed Handsome Man, and we'll play another record or two by Carl Perkins, Eddie Bond, Warren Smith, and the rest of them. So listen in, will ya? WHBQ Radio 560 in Memphis with Stu Joes and Hotel Chiska. Why not?
Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man.
Marlowe Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to beat a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. That won the game, it was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Oh, yeah, Chuck Berry and that brown-eyed, handsome Maine. Not man, but Maine, M-A-N-E, Maine. It's 22 and a half minutes until 11 o'clock. This is your listening party. Don't forget Dance Party today, 5 o'clock on Channel 13. Here's Roy Orbison.
Nice, big crowd, jukebox, play loud.
Airchecks.com.